Each meditation will begin and end with the sound of a bell. So this meditation will be 20 minutes long, and we will just explore sort of the basics of meditation in a very simple and direct way. So I call this the three commitments, and meditation is it's a commitment, and it's important that you see it like that, because it's the commitment you make for each time you meditate that are very powerful in your meditation becoming a deep and more profound experience. The first of those commitments is simply to be still. And so you let your body relax into a kind of natural state of stillness. You're not trying to hold your body in stillness by any kind of tension. There's no tension in this kind of stillness, that you sort of relax into a place where your mind or your consciousness is awake and vivid and present, and the body's still and calm. And sometimes over the first few minutes of meditation, you'll find your body just letting go of a little muscle tension in various spots throughout the body. And you just let the tension relax and release. And so this first commitment to be still is very important, because if you move and adjust your body, every time your mind feels a little antsy or nervous or anxious, then it's very hard for your mind to settle down. So you're just committing to your body being still for the whole time of the meditation. Even if you feel a little antsy or your mind's a little busy at times, just allow the body to be still, and eventually the mind will follow the stillness of the body. The first commitment. And as you sit down and just follow the breath for a moment, notice the breath down in the lower part of the belly, just a little bit below your navel. And you're not trying to improve the breath or guide it. Just letting the breath breathe in a natural way, and just relaxing down into the belly. Often our center of gravity gets so high through thinking and anxious activities that we're breathing through only about the top third of the lungs. And so in meditation, we're allowing ourselves to return to a very natural state of breathing. It's the breath that you'll find in an infant. Little babies, if you watch them breathe, their belly will move up and down much more than their chest does. Of course, they are taking in air to the lungs. But they'll naturally breathe in their belly. It's a natural way for us to breathe. And so you just follow the breath in the belly. And if at any time during the meditation you get lost in your mind, no matter how many times you get lost in your mind, just gently and easily return attention to the breath down in the belly. But do it with as much lightness and ease as you can. Don't get upset if your mind skirts away into thought many times during meditation. Don't get upset. Don't judge yourself. Just simply and easily and gently return attention back to the breath in the belly. And feel the breath. And as you're just resting your attention on the breath, the second commitment comes into play, is you're just allowing everything, and everything means every part of your experience, allowing everything to be as it is. Allowing every part of your experience to be exactly the way it is. So you're not fighting anything. You're not trying to change any part of your experience. But neither are you indulging in it, grasping onto it. You're allowing all of your experience to be just the way it is. This will disentangle you from the ego mind. So you're just watching the breath, allowing all of your experience to be exactly as it is. And the third commitment is if you get lost in your mind, and when you first learn meditation, it's quite common to get lost in your mind. But when you get lost in your mind, you just easily and gently return it back to the breath and to allowing every part of experience to be the way it is. And this is a commitment because you're not indulging in consciously or willingly thinking. Meditation is not the time to try to figure anything out, to analyze it, to think about it in any way. So it takes a conscious intention initially. Simply every time you get lost in a thought, to simply and gently return attention to the breath. Allowing everything to be as it is. And after a while, you may notice that as the mind settles down, that at first you're watching the breath. It just provides an alternative focus for the mind, for your awareness, an alternative to thought or to reactive emotions. But after a bit, just watching the breath, allowing everything to be as it is, you'll feel a calm just sort of arising within you. You may feel a kind of spaciousness, just a feeling of openness. The body is still. Allowing everything to be as it is. And if you get lost in the mind, with real simplicity and gentleness, return it to the breath. You really can't emphasize the gentleness that's necessary, the ease. Nothing about meditation should be done with a heavy hand. As it were, should all be done very lightly, with ease, with a sense of peace. You just feel the silence. Just with your sort of intuitive capacity, you just feel the silence in the body. All around you. And your mind gets softer. And at some point, it may be natural as you open to just a gentle and soft quietness. That you can relax the focus on the breath a little bit. And you become aware of the space around the breath. You become aware of the awareness that's naturally present, suffusing each moment of experience. Each moment of experience unfolds within awareness. You can think of the awareness as the context within which the content of experience arises and then passes away. But the greater context, the greater space of awareness is ever present. Even the following of the breath is part of the experience, part of the content of awareness. Notice that awareness, with no need to understand it or define it in any way, awareness is the context within which all of your experience unfolds. You just rest as that awareness. Rest as that awareness, that context, in which all experience arises and passes. And that is meditation.